Dr. Richard Snyder is a board-certified psychiatrist with more than 40 years' experience. According to data from ProPublica, a nonprofit investigative news outlet in New York, Dr. Snyder has made nearly $130,000 since 2009 speaking on behalf of Eli Lilly. But he's been doing this work for more than a decade. Dr. Snyder remembers his first paying gig. It was 1999, and the drug was Zoloft. Dr. Snyder says he was already prescribing the drug to his patients.
I used Zoloft. I believed in Zoloft. All they were asking me to do was to point out the indications and the advantages and disadvantages of Zoloft.
Dr. Snyder started out on what you might call the dinner circuit. He gave promotional presentations to other doctors over meals at restaurants. He remembers one evening in particular.
One restaurant with four meeting rooms, all filled with different medications being promoted.
Soon he was giving talks on behalf of several pharmaceutical companies and eventually specialized in one-on-one meetings with rural doctors, work he thought had tremendous value. Critics say speaking fees from drug companies can influence a doctor's prescribing patterns, in effect turning that physician into a marketing tool. But Snyder doesn't see it that way. This psychiatrist doesn't believe his prescribing behavior has been affected consciously or subconsciously.
I was receiving money at one time or another from virtually every product that I prescribed. So it wasn't a matter of I'm going to be influenced by, you know, the fact that I'm big in this particular area.
One line Dr. Snyder will not cross, he says he doesn't buy stock in pharmaceutical companies. As for the speaking fees, he says this year the work has mostly dried up. He theorizes that's because there are not many hot new psychiatric drugs on the market. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.